This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. There are no races in the Bible. Race is a man-made concept. In the Bible, people are described by who they are related to or where they or their family came from. The race I am a part of is the human race, but I would prefer to just say I am a man. We are all sinners before God redeems us from sin. Before that, we are all under the punishment and condemnation of God. It is a prime example of the ignorance of a person who believes they are superior to someone else because of their skin color, ethnic origin, tribal group, or national affiliation. Racism is simply ridiculous. It is an example of acting out self-pride when there is no reason to be prideful. No one has control over whether they are white or black or brown or whatever. You were just born that way. You were born into a tribe or ethnic group, and that does not make you one bit better than anyone who is outside your group. Father, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus, amen. Some material for this program is from GodQuestions.org. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com/contact. Again, I am repeating for emphasis. The first thing to understand in this discussion is that there is only one race, the human race. Caucasians, Africans, Asians, Indians, Arabs, and Jews are not different races. Rather, they are different ethnicities of the human race. All human beings have the same physical characteristics, with minor variations, of course. More importantly, all human beings are created in the image and likeness of God. See Genesis 1. God loved the world so much that he sent Jesus to lay down his life for us. John 3:16. The world in that verse obviously includes all ethnic groups. Jesus commands us to love one another as he loves us, John 13:34. If we treat a person with contempt, we are mistreating a person created in the image of God. We are hurting somebody whom God loves and for whom Jesus died. To judge or criticize people because of their skin tone is absurd. It is ridiculous. It makes no sense at all. Racism is a type of pride, the kind of pride that God opposes. James 4:6 says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Romans 12:16, live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Acts 10:34-35, so Peter opened his mouth and said, truly I understand that God shows no partiality. But in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. While I'm speaking of equality, let me state that none of us can take pride in our salvation from sin, death, and hell. If you have truly been born again by true faith in Jesus Christ and in repentance from sin, you have no reason to think you are better than anyone else who is also a Christian. Ephesians 2:8-10 lays this out very clearly when it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. Romans 2:11, for God shows no partiality. Since God is fair and just, we should be also. Mark 12:31, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater. You see, we are all related. Genesis 6, 9-13, this is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, the only blameless person living on earth at the time, and he walked in close fellowship with God. Noah was the father of three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now God saw that the earth had become corrupt and was filled with violence. God observed all this corruption in the world, for everyone on earth was corrupt. So God said to Noah, I have decided to destroy all living creatures, for they have filled the earth with violence. Yes, I will wipe them all out, along with the whole earth. Genesis 9, 1 and 7, God made good come to Noah and his sons, and said to them, Have many children, and cover the earth, for God made man to be like him. As for you, have many children, cover the earth with many people. Skin tone makes no difference to God, since he made us all the way we are. Romans 2, 11, for God shows no partiality. No arbitrary favoritism. With him, one person is not more important than another. Skin tone should not matter to us, since it does not affect any part of our lives. We are all made in the image of God. Jesus and his disciples were all Jewish men in Jerusalem, and people who are native to that region usually have an olive-toned skin. So Christianity was not begun by Caucasians, by white men. So it is not a so-called white man's religion. Salvation through Jesus is for people of all skin tones and all ethnic and national origins. Colossians 3, 9-11 in the Amplified Bible says, Do not lie to one another, for you have stripped off the old self with its evil practices and have put on the new spiritual self who is being continually renewed in true knowledge in the image of him who created the new self. A renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, nor between nations, whether barbarian or Scythian, nor in status, whether slave or free, but Christ is all and in all. So believers are equal in Christ without distinction. You see, there are only two kinds of people in this world, saved and lost. Saved people go to heaven. The lost go to hell, because they are not qualified for heaven through faith and forgiveness from Jesus Christ. People are either headed for heaven or headed for hell. There is no gray area. There is no middle ground. Salvation is offered equally to all people of any nation or tribe or shade of skin. We are all descendants of Noah and his family that were the only humans who survived the worldwide flood. Acts 17:24-28 He is the God who made the world and everything in it. Since he is Lord of heaven and earth, he does not live in man-made temples, and human hands cannot serve his needs, for he has no needs. He himself gives life and breath to everything, and he satisfies every need. He made from one man, one blood, every nation of mankind to inhabit all the face of the earth. He decided beforehand when they should rise and fall, and he determines their boundaries. His purpose was for the nations to seek after God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. For in him we live and move and exist. There is equality in faith in Christ also. Romans 3:22-24 says, Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe, for there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. So we are all equally sinners. None of us are worse sinners nor better. To coin a phrase, we are all in the same boat. Without faith in Christ to remove our sins and make us holy and righteous for God to let us into heaven, we must all repent and receive Christ as Savior and Lord. Again, there are only two groups of people in this world, saved and lost. Saved people are spiritually born again and have become children of God. That is our new identity, regardless of where you live or where you were born or what language you speak. Once you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you become part of the family of God. Then you and I are twice related. We are both descendants of Noah, and we are both brothers in Christ. If you refuse to believe in Jesus and reject his free offer of eternal salvation, then your end-of-life fate is far, far worse than any racial oppression you may have suffered in the past on this earth. This simple yet profound question is the most important question that can be asked. How can I be saved? That question deals with where we will spend eternity after our lives in this world are over. There is no more important issue than our eternal destiny. Thankfully, the Bible is abundantly clear on how a person can be saved. We are all infected with sin, Romans 3:23. We are born with sin, Psalm 51:5. And we all personally choose to sin, Ecclesiastes 7:20, 1 John 1:8. Sin is what makes us unsaved. Sin is what separates us from God. Sin is what has us on the path to eternal destruction. Because the just penalty for sin is infinite and eternal, only God could pay the penalty, because only He is infinite and eternal. But God in His divine nature could not die, so God became a human being in the person of Jesus Christ. God took on human flesh. He lived among us and taught us. When the people rejected Him and His message and sought to kill Him, He willingly sacrificed Himself for us, allowing Himself to be crucified, John 10:15. Because Jesus Christ was human, He could die. And because Jesus Christ was God, His death had an eternal and infinite value. The death of Jesus on the cross was the perfect and complete payment for our sin, 1 John 2:2. He took the consequences we deserved. The resurrection of Jesus from the dead demonstrated that His death was indeed the perfectly sufficient sacrifice for sin. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, Acts 16:31. God has already done all of the work. All you need to do is to receive, in faith, the salvation God offers, Ephesians 2:8 and 9. Fully trust in Jesus alone as the payment for your sins. Believe in Him, and you will not perish. That means die eternally. God is offering you salvation as a gift. All you have to do is accept it. Jesus is the way of salvation, John 14:6. Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com/contact. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. That website address, visionforchristworld.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Romans chapter 12, verse 16. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight.